नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, टुडेज न्यूज 18 डे ब्रेक इज ब्रॉट टू यू बाय राखी बोस। 94-year-old DMK chief M. Karunanidhi, who is being treated for fever due to urinary tract infection, gave everyone a scare after his condition went back to being critical on Sunday. However, the latest medical bulletin says his condition went through a transient setback and is now stable. Karunanidhi was shifted to a private hospital from his residence on Saturday due to a sudden dip in blood pressure. He has been admitted to the intensive care unit of Cauvery Hospital in Chennai. Meanwhile, several politicians, including Vice President Venkaiah Naidu, landed in Chennai to pay a visit to the ailing DMK patriarch. According to reports, he was responding well to treatment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a frontal attack on the opposition for criticizing him over his proximity with industrialists while ignoring the poor farmers of the country. The Prime Minister on Sunday said that there is nothing wrong in associating with industrialists. Even Mahatma Gandhi had done the same with the Birla family. Speaking at the launch of 81 investment projects in Lucknow along with several industrialists, the PM attacked the opposition and said that he did not hesitate in standing with them as his intentions were clear. A pregnant goat was allegedly sodomized by 8 men in Haryana's Mewat, after which the animal allegedly died. Police is now waiting for the reports of a medical examination to confirm the assault. The final draft of Assam's National Register of Citizens is set for release on Monday amid tight security. 6 months after 3.29 crore people applied for inclusion of their names in the NRC of Assam and 1.90 crore were included in the first draft, which was published on December 31st, a few more crores of people in Assam will be eagerly looking forward to the publication of the second part of the draft NRC. One person died on the spot and another was grievously injured when a mob beat up 2 suspected robbers at a village in the tribal-dominated Dahod village of Gujarat late on Saturday night. Police have registered a case of murder against the mob. Even as one person was lynched and another seriously injured, villagers of Kali Mahuri village, where the incident took place, claimed that a band of about 20 persons attacked their village with the intention of robbery. An Indian-American senatorial candidate has been assaulted allegedly by a racist man who punched him in the face, leaving him severely bleeding at a town hall in Massachusetts. Shiva Ayudurai, 54, is running independent against powerful incumbent Elizabeth Warren from the Democratic Party, was attacked last week by a supporter. In another instance of the country's crumbling health infrastructure, a government hospital in Patna was flooded after incessant rains in the state, forcing doctors to tend to patients in knee-deep water. Visuals showed fish swimming inside the waterlogged ICU of Nalanda Medical College and Hospital, the second largest government hospital in the state capital, which is spread over 100 acres and has around 750 beds. In India, more than 4 million people are estimated to be suffering from Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, giving the country the third highest caseload in the world after China and the US. India's dementia and Alzheimer's burden is forecast to reach almost 7.5 million by the end of 2030. Yet, Alzheimer's in India is a hidden problem. Only a tiny fraction of patients are formally diagnosed or treated. Photographs of a senior official of Uttar Pradesh police kneeling before Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath have gone viral, stoking a new controversy. The police officer, identified as Praveen Kumar Singh, shared the photographs on his Facebook profile with the caption, "Feeling blessed." A senior bureaucrat in Bihar was baffled in meeting an elderly man who wanted to get out of an old age home but couldn't. It is then that the bureaucrat, along with DSS Mohammad Tariq, decided to audit shelter homes in Bihar. What he found was horrific. Rape, beating and even murder. It was around 1984 that Billu moved to Tohana in Haryana's Fatehabad district and set up his roadside stall selling samosas and jalebis. Billu was doing well. Cut to July 2018 and self-styled Baba Amarpuri aka Billu was arrested last week for allegedly raping and blackmailing over 120 women. He is said to have filmed the various times he committed the crime and the videos went viral, leading to his arrest last week. Stories of deaths due to hunger and starvation may seem unreal in the 21st century, but not in Jharkhand, where people even resort to eating rats to make sure they don't sleep with an empty stomach. 12 deaths have allegedly occurred due to hunger over the last 1 year and have led to panic among the surviving villagers and denial by the government in Jharkhand. That's all for today's podcast. Have a very nice day ahead.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.